Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with John Dalrymple, Commissioner, Wage and Investment Division of the Internal Revenue Service. And joining us in our conversation is Jim Cook, another PwC partner.
Thanks, Paul. John, let's focus on the future for a minute. One of the things that we're hearing from a lot of agencies is the concern over the future of the workforce. And there's a lot being said about the retirement wave that's coming. Can you talk a little bit about the impact you expect that to have on the IRS and what you're doing to respond to that or mitigate the risk there?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. First, the IRS was granted quite a bit of flexibility by Congress through the IRS Restructuring and Reform Act, and it's helped us actually fill quite a few key executive roles in the IRS, and that's a big help because we have had a number of people leave the organization. And in addition to that, it's brought in a lot of new ideas to help us to move forward. And I think the second part to that has to do with, you know, how are we going to recruit people into the organization, sort of the next generation of IRS folks to come in here. We haven't done a lot of hiring at the IRS really in the last 5 or 6 years, primarily because of budget situation, and we're out doing a lot of recruiting and hiring this year. And I actually think the recent slowdown in the economy has helped us actually in some of our ability to recruit. And we've been trying to use some best practices in private industry that we've seen to have to make sure that we've got recruits with the right aptitudes. In the past, we'd go out and recruit people for our telephone sites, basically just put out an advertisement, bring in as many people who applied, interview them, and then put them on the telephones. We contracted recently with a couple of search firms to help us determine aptitudes for people that for telephone work, and we actually got that is a best practice from a couple of pretty successful call centers in private industry. So, you know, we're doing things a little bit differently than we've done in the past in terms of making sure we got a correct match for the people when they get here, the jobs we have.
How about the retention of workers, especially the technology workers? Does the IRS have any special programs in place to ensure that?
Well, we actually have had, I'm frankly not sure what we're doing right now today, but for a period of time, especially during the Y2K time frame, we were paying stipends up to 25% retention bonuses to a lot of our IT folks. And I believe actually that those have, at least some, if not all of those, have expired. But clearly, if we need to do that, that's something we're going to do.
Looking at people who may be considering coming into public service, what type of advice would you give to a young person who is considering a career in public service?
Well, I'd say, first of all, if you're coming to work for the Internal Revenue Service, that we're looking for people who like a good challenge. We have lots to do here. I think also it's interesting, and I suspect this is true of many agencies, although I've only worked for the IRS, there's a real feeling of family in these organizations once you come on job and work. I've been to lots of retirements for different people over my career, and the one thing that people say when they leave the IRS, sometimes they're not all that unhappy about leaving the job that they had and coming to work on Monday mornings, but they're always sad to be leaving the people that they worked with. So and I think that's because we do have a difficult job. We oftentimes do have shots taken at us from outside the agency. People don't really understand what we're about, and so it brings us actually closer together. People who are working inside the agency, and I think people who like that kind of environment, which really is sort of a family kind of an environment, really do thrive in the IRS.
What type of skills would a young person need should they be interested in working for the IRS?
Well, I think definitely the ability to meet and deal with people is a very primary skill for working in the Internal Revenue Service. A good number of our jobs are require that kind of activity. And then also, being a part of a team, people who can problem solve with other people do well with the Internal Revenue Service. And frankly, it's a skill that if you don't have it, you need to develop anyway, because I'm not sure you can be too successful these days without that skill. So, you know, other than that, I wouldn't tell anybody that just because you're not an accountant or a tax attorney not to come to the IRS. I think, frankly, bright people who can deal with other people and who problem solve in a team environment can work here and have very fruitful careers.
What's your vision over the next 5 years for customer service? When you look out into the future, how do you think the IRS is going to be doing business with taxpayers?
Well, first of all, there'll be a lot less reliance on individual compliance activities and a lot more on helping people comply before they get into trouble. I mean, that's clearly going to be the case. Then in addition to that, I mean, I do have a vision of how things might work around here in the future. We're going to have an incredible amount of interactive services on the internet. I mean, I think you'll see virtual offices literally online for people. Anything you could do in a walk-in center, you'll be able to do over the internet. We're going to have world-class telephone service here. We're really on the threshold of some big things with our telephone service. I mean, clearly people will be in 90-95% level service ranges. You know, a few seconds hold and wait times, and then very easy accessible offices to provide the face-to-face services for the people who really need that. So, you know, my perspective is that there's just an incredible amount of new things going to happen in the IRS over the next 10 years.
What are the implications of that vision on the workforce? Does it have the right skills now, and will this mean more IRS employees?
I don't know that it'll ever mean more IRS employees, but I think what the commissioner has said over and over again is that we'll get more efficient. Our work is ever expanding, but we need to get more efficient so that we maintain the basic employee base that we have now. We're refreshing that base as we get attrition each year, which is important, but that we will be retraining our employees fairly constantly as new and better approaches to deal with taxpayer population evolve here. We're going to be going from a much less, I'll call it almost factory environment, if you look at our processing centers, to a much more service-oriented environment for our employees. So we'll have a lot fewer people entering things off tax returns in the future, because frankly most of that will come into us electronically in the 8 to 10 year environment that you asked me about here. And so those employees will migrate into jobs that are frankly a lot more interesting and challenging than they have now.
And how about in terms of the vision then for management? You talked about management, say managing the factory versus now managing these knowledge workers doing these incredibly
right.
complex things. How do you see the management skills changing?
Well, I think our management skills are going to have to evolve along with the workforce that that we have. Clearly, again, this whole concept of team environment as opposed to you know, managing a group of people who are just doing what you tell them to do, now going to be managing people in an environment where you're going to be team problem solving and then going out and implementing actions and activities that you as a team decided were the right things to do. And that is a different skill than a lot of people currently have, and it is one that we're trying, even as we speak, that's a skill that we're trying to ensure that our management cadre is endowed with.
How about the general vision for the IRS over the next 10 years? You describe customer service. When we think about the IRS 10 years from now, would it be any different?
That's pretty difficult to say. I you know, our mission, even though our mission statement, we changed our mission statement, but you know, the basic mission of the Internal Revenue Service is to collect taxes. That's not going to change. The reason we're in business is to make sure that people pay their fair share. Now, how they do that, in terms of whether or not you help them understand their responsibilities on the front end so that they voluntarily comply, or whether you have a huge compliance workforce on the back end to go out and make sure they comply, I think is the basic difference between what the future looks like and what the past looked like.
I think that's a great stopping point. John, Jim and I want to thank you very much for spending time with us today. We've had a very interesting conversation.
Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Dalrymple, Commissioner of Wage and Investment Division of the Internal Revenue Service. To learn more about our programs and research and the new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. And at this website, you can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. See you next week.